President's Club, brought to you by Briwood Farm Market. And today we're speaking with Robin Granger, Vice President of the St. Thomas Soccer Club. Robin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Happy to be here.
So, soccer club, it's been a part of St. Thomas for a number of years. So let's kind of get into how long it's been in existence and what you offer the community.
Yeah, the St. Thomas Soccer Club has been in St. Thomas for well over 55 years. I apologize, I don't have the number right in front of me. And the soccer club's a full service club. I like to say we offer a cradle to grave programming. So we start with our youngest age groups in our Parents and Tots program that are, I guess you would say, a U2, U3 almost. So these are the little ones that are out with their parents on Saturday mornings just because they're happy to get a ball at their foot and happy to have some programming for those kids. And then we move into U4, 5, 6, more conventional age groups. And then we run programming all the way up to senior recreational level. We have a very strong over 35 and an over 45 group. And we have some older gentlemen that play more casually as well, too. As far as the breadth of our programming, we offer the youth recreational programming, which is another way of saying house league. And that's housed entirely out at the new One Password Park. And we run also youth competitive programming. This coming season, we're going to run 26 youth competitive teams. And those participate in the Elgin Middlesex District Soccer League. And they travel as far as Chatham and London and north of London and east of London, Woodstock area. And then we run our senior recreational programming, which we have a couple different streams. We run a seven-a-side men's league on Sunday nights. We run a seven-a-side women's league on Friday nights. In the fall, we run a seven-a-side co-ed league. And we also run a 11-a-side league out of One Password Park as well. And then on the senior competitive side, we also have our master's program. We have four over 35 men's teams.
Wow.
And one over 45 men's team. It's a really kind of, it's a program that's really growing. And then we have our senior competitive teams. We have a senior men's team that competes in Wausau, and we have a senior women's team that competes in Lausel.
And you don't want to compare it to other organizations or even sports, but it's amazing how you essentially don't have the ability to age out of the St. Thomas Soccer Club.
Yeah, we are unique that way, right? So the minor hockey, and you look at some of the basketball programming and all those kind of, they're a little more fractured, mm-hmm. probably, you know, because that's just how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know if either one's a strength or a weakness or not, but everything kind of running under one umbrella in St. Thomas, it helps us quite a bit. It also affords us to look big picture, mm-hmm. right, and consider different programming streams. And sometimes we'll be in a meeting and someone will say, we need to change this. And someone else will raise their hand like, well, did you consider how this will impact down the chain?
Right? Mm-hmm, true.
And so we are unique that way, that we have the full breadth of programming that we do.
So you yourself, how long have you been involved with the club and kind of in what capacity over the years?
I was a relatively late starter, I guess. It's 2025 now. I didn't play for the club until 2005. And I say play for the club, I played in-house seven-a-side rec league. I played about 2 years there, and then I started volunteering with the club.
Okay.
And I started helping to run that league. So I'm, you know, one of those people, when they start getting into something, they kind of look around and be like, maybe this could be better if. And
yeah.
So I end up helping out. And so I think I helped with the league for about 3 years before I joined the club's council. I came on helping, I think somebody was trying to get out of a job, so they recruited me because they're like, I think this guy could probably handle a couple emails. And so I was helping with the youth competitive program. And then from there, I think it was just from there, I went to the president position, actually. And I was president of the club for about 4 years. And I've slowly kind of, like, I eased out of that.
Yeah.
As my kids got younger themselves, I was a little busier. So I kind of ran out of time. And I've stuck around the club in different capacities across executive. And today, I'm our club vice president.
Now, with your various roles over the years, what keeps you coming back every time?
I really do enjoy the game myself on a very selfish level. I want to make sure that things run well for my own sake. And then I think I have a bit of a sense of ownership after a little while. Like, I'm very cognizant of the fact that this isn't my soccer club, and I'm here to serve, and I'll step away at some time. And I've historically been somebody who I like to leave things in a better shape than when I got there. So I do try to focus on those kind of things. But I'll be honest with you, like especially on the senior recreational side and with those master's groups and running those leagues, like, I played in those leagues and I really enjoyed the camaraderie that happened. I really like the time spent outside of the game with those people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whether it's the car rides to Exeter for a game and talking in the car and visiting after the game and talking about the game, or even just, you know, joking around after. I've really enjoyed that sense of socialization and camaraderie over the last number of years. And so I like supporting that program so that other people can enjoy that. And then on the admin side with some of the other stuff, I do just like kind of making sure things run well. And I try to strive to make sure that things run better. I know that in my time at the club now, I guess I've been here, I can't believe we did this, I guess it's been almost 20 years, and that's scary to think, but I've waxed and waned with my energy and my effort over time. And normally if I'm getting a little busy on the personal side or the work side, I've kind of stepped back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I come and go a little bit with the club over the years, and always just around to provide advice. I think the other one problem right now is I've been around for so long, I've got a lot of institutional knowledge. So I get a lot of like, just ask Robin. Megan gets the same thing. Well, I don't know, just check with Megan. So, but that's good. That's what we're here for. But yeah, I think I really just enjoy providing that experience for most people.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you taking the time today to let us know all about the St. Thomas Soccer Club and what's been going on down there. And for more features as part of our President's Club series, you can visit stthomastoday.ca.